On this day, 26th January 1921, Carson abandons Belfast. Lord Londonderry and the deputation of 60 failed to persuade Sir Edward Carson that he was bound to cross the North Channel to help set up the bogus parliament presented to six Irish counties by the British coalition government at his bidding. The delegates travelled to London on Monday night and lunched at one of Lord Londonderry's clubs. They met Sir Edward at the Constitutional Club. After a protracted interview, the visitors were compelled to acknowledge their failure. Sir Edward's final answer was number. Sir Edward Carson replied that, having regard to the strain he endured in connection with Ulster affairs since he became leader in 1910 and his work during the war, he felt he had insufficient reserves of strength at his age to undertake the work involved in bringing into existence a new parliament. New light on shooting. Further details of a shooting near Ballygawley, County Tyrone, on Sunday, which resulted in three special constables being wounded, go to show that a dance was in progress involving about 50 young men and a number of girls when a party of specials from Auchnacloy entered the hall. They ordered the young men to one side and lined them against the wall with their hands up. While the search was in progress, a shot was discharged, and eyewitnesses stated it was discharged by one of the specials. As a result, Sergeant Donnell and his brother, William Donnell, were wounded, as was Constable Moore. Three civilians, all brothers named Montague, were also wounded. People who were present at the dance stated that it had no connection with politics, and it was not, as alleged, held under Sinn Féin auspices. Partition's blight on Derry. At the annual meeting of Derry Corporation yesterday, the outgoing mayor, Alderman Hugh C. O'Doherty, nationalist, was re-elected mayor by 20 votes to 18. Returning thanks, the mayor alluded to the Government of Ireland Bill, which had drawn a barbed wire entanglement around six counties. In the interests of Belfast, a deadly blow had been struck at Derry, and it was a blow it would reel under in the commercial world. It would directly affect their pockets. The economic aspect of the question overshadowed all others for the city of Derry, which was situated in Donegal and depended on its commercial prosperity on Donegal. And this bill would be fatal to prosperity, not only of Derry, but of Ulster. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. Carson's refusal to accept the premiership of Enna reflected not just age and infirmity, but his sense of personal defeat at his failure to keep all Ireland under the Union Jack.